Welcome to the break of dawn. Okay, so what was placed on my heart was to look at scripture regarding grief and sorrow, because we've all suffered grief in some form or another, right? And sorrow. So I hope this speaks to you. I'm going to do it in four segments because I like to keep them in it no more than 10 minutes. And I tried four pages of scripture and it took me 15 minutes. I want to be mindful of your time. And I just want you to be able to, you know, just kind of get it into your soul when you listen to it. So the first scripture we're going to start with is Psalm 34, verse 18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Revelations 21, verse 4. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 through 4. Blessed be God, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Psalms 147, verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. That is so important, you guys. Oh my goodness. Sometimes I cast the same anxiety on him 1,000 times a day. Just so I let it go, because it keeps creeping into my mind. And if you continue to throw it at his feet, eventually you stop throwing it, because he's got it. You'll let him have it, right? Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Psalm 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Matthew 5, verse 1 through 4. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Psalm 31, verse 9 through 10. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye is wasted from grief. my soul and my body also. For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. John 16, verse 16. A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while, and you will see me. John 11, verse 35. Jesus wept. Powerful. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. John 14, verse 1. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Joshua 1 through, this is not 1 through 9, but I'm going to just read what's here. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Philippians 4, 6 through 8. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Isaiah 26, verse 3. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Isaiah 53, verse 4 through 6. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Psalm 30, verse 5. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Psalm 56, verse 8. You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? Isaiah 40, verse 31. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I'm going to end there because I don't want to go over too much time. It's hard for me to see. I think I'm right at 10 minutes. So I just encourage you, if something, if a scripture speaks out to you, just take it, look at your Bible, and read maybe the verse before and the verse after, and just kind of, you know, think about it. See what God shows you and how he can help you through whatever you are walking through. And I just want to thank you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. And thank you for joining the Break of Dawn.